8:45, just about quarter till 9 here on WWL, and we're talking about with our WWLAMFM.com opinion poll, is it time to do away with the penny and round up to the nickel? And as it stands now, 100% are saying yes. Somebody texted in and said they were at a hardware store yesterday, and somebody went crazy because they were saying the chain shortage is fake. I don't quite know what the reason for that would be, why somebody would fake that. But joining us now, Robert Waples, professor of economics at Wake Forest University. Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while, Professor.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Nothing's changed, right, since the last time we talked? We still think it's silly to have the penny, and some people still want it?
I'm very impressed that 100% of the people in your poll actually say it's time. So, and when you were introducing things, you said about how rounding up to the nearest nickel, but of course you could also round down to the nearest nickel. That's what the plan usually is. And that's where my research comes in, because I got some data from a convenience store chain and looked at the exact, you know, cash register amounts. And a lot of people would think that it would be rounding up and the customer would get, you know, ripped off one penny at a time because everything ends, you know, $1.99. But when people buy multiple items and there's taxes involved, the last digit, it turns out, is basically random. And so rounding up or down to whatever the nearest five would have been, or zero, you know, nearest nickel, actually the customer totally breaks even.
This is more a reflection of my superstition than my frugality, but the last time I bent over to pick up a penny, I didn't even think it was a real penny because it was so light. What are they making the things of now? Cereal?
I guess since the 70s or maybe early 80s, somewhere around there, they switched. It's now 97.5% zinc, and then coated with the copper that we're used to that makes it look so pretty. But, of course, the problem is the metal content in it is pretty close to 1 cent. And then the cost of minting it up and then distributing it means that the U.S. mint, it costs about 2 cents for them to actually produce these things. And so they're producing them at a loss. But the bigger loss is just the waste of our time in either bending over to pick them up or standing a little bit longer in the checkout line because you're fishing around for a penny. So
if it makes so much sense and it's not happened yet, somebody has to be against it, and who is making a case for the penny?
Yeah, so I think the main case being made against it is being made by the zinc lobby. In fact, I debated a zinc lobbyist a number of years ago, and he was very convincing, and did a great job. But I think the other problem is that the Constitution says that Congress, right, has the power to, you know, decide these things about our coinage, et cetera. And so Congress actually has to act here. They haven't delegated that to anybody else. In other countries, you know, the central bank, the treasury, whatever, can just come up with, you know, let's get rid of these things. But Congress would have to act here. And they're so darn busy with all sorts of other things. Worrying about pennies, it's just not on the radar. And so I think that's the main reason that we're going to be stuck with them for a while longer, unless the logjam breaks.
But it costs us as taxpayers 2 cents for every penny that's made, right?
Yeah, roughly. And then, of course, the value of our time. And at the average American wage, the average American wage is pretty high. And so the average American earns about a penny every 2 seconds. And if you're spending 2 seconds to get your penny, actually just broke even. If it's more than 2 seconds, you lost waiting to get your penny. You know, time is money.
We're going to pick it up here when we come back. We're talking to Professor Robert Waples, professor of economics at Wake Forest University, about it is time to scrap the penny. At least he thinks it is. I think it is. And our WWLAMFM.com opinion poll, is it time to get rid of the penny? Well, Doc, the numbers have changed. Now we're at 75% no and 25% yes. Please text me your opinion on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. And tell me your case for keeping the penny, because for the life of me, I can't make one. I would have liked to have heard the zinc lobbyist for a couple of minutes to see what he had to say. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55 now, 5 till 9, talking to Robert Waples, professor of economics at Wake Forest University, who for a while now has been saying, you know what, this penny, it's kind of silly because it's costing us more than it's worth, and it costs us time in the transaction, and that's our WWLAMFM.com opinion poll is asking you, is it time to get rid of the penny? And as it stands now, those of you voting online, 68% are saying no. So when it comes to, among the many things that are going on here, is this chain shortage. Can you explain to us, please, how it came to be, or if it is, or what the whole deal is with that? Because like Congress being too busy with the penny, I've been a little too busy to worry about the chain shortage. What's going on with that, Robert?
Yeah, so it kind of works this way. Yeah, you go down to the store, you buy something, and you got a 20, and they break it, and they give you some change, and then you never bring the change back, or you don't bring all of it back. It's just like some loose change, and you put it there in a little jar on your bureau or something like that. Once in a while, people bring these things down, but people's hoards tend to get bigger and bigger over time. And so because of that, they have to keep minting up new coins. And so my understanding of why it's become such a problem during the COVID situation is that just more and more people are hanging on to their coins and not wanting to mess around touching coins that might have germs on them and that kind of stuff. And fewer people are bringing their coins back in. And at the same time, I guess COVID hit the U.S. Mint, and, you know, they let people, you know, shut things down for a while there. And you put those things together, and it's just harder for the whole, money supply to have these coins moving back to the stores where the stores need them. I went to my bank the other day. Have you been to a bank recently? So
just
they wouldn't
drive
even
through.
Let me inside.
Well, and there you go. I haven't even tried.
I decided I'd get some exercise, and I walked down to my bank, which is about 20 minutes from my house. And they wouldn't let me in, and so I went to the drive-thru lane, and the lady said, "We can't serve you. It's unsafe for you to be standing there." So I had to walk back home, get in my truck, and drive there instead. And so fewer people are going to banks and bringing these things in, and people are, fewer people are bringing their coins back to the stores. And we're just kind of sitting on top of them and hoarding them, and that's why we've got this coin crunch right now.
Well, along those lines, Robert, true story. I'll bet you almost a suitcase full of change around here and all different kinds of containers. I would say half of a 5-gallon bucket, at least, of change that I would gladly bring to the bank, but they're not going to take it at the drive-thru, so I don't know what exactly I'm going to do with it. I'm not going to give somebody 10%
of
it.
Right? Yeah, CoinStar will take a little cut. Do you have CoinStars where you are? Because, like, when I go to my grocery store, some of them have those. Yeah,
I'm not breaking them a piece of that off.
Well, I know. Yeah. They're saving you some time. That's why they can justify getting a cut.
That could cost me some pennies.
That's true.
Other people are texting in saying that the coin shortage is fake, and the reason is to track us with card usage. But here's what I don't buy about conspiracy theories like that. Well, most of them, all of them pretty much. But people were far and away using debit cards and credit cards and everything else more than paying with cash, right? Because I was paying with cash for a while before COVID, and I felt like I was Pee Wee Herman at boot camp or something. It just seemed like I was the outlier. So now people are afraid of paying electronically because they're being tracked, but they weren't afraid of being tracked or paying electronically before. Some closing thoughts from you?
Yeah. Well, the use of electronic, I think, will continue to rise in the country over time. But I think it's important for us to keep on holding on to our cash and having the ability to spend that just so we can't be tracked. You know, it would be nice to have a little anonymity in the world at some time.
Well, no, I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just saying it seems like now people take something that they've always been doing, and now because they feel as though they're being forced to do it, well, then suddenly it's a conspiracy when they didn't care before. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's about choice. Thank you, Robert.
Choice. That's it. Very good. Well, good talking to you again.
We'll talk to you again.
Be happy to talk
to you later.
You
too, sir. Robert Waples.
Okay.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Professor of Economics, Wake Forest University, coming back, talking about mail-in voting in the Postal Service. Tommy Tucker, you're not going to want to miss this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.